Sergeant Cargill call for you.
Yes.
Anyone?
Hello?
Hello.
Well, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. More important, how are you?
Fine. Well, I was in Florida over the weekend, and it was raining, so I decided to come back and get to work.
That's a shame.
Oh, no, no problem. No problem.
Long haul you have there.
Yes, well, it's weird. I wanted to tell you a little about our bullish stop.
Good.
It was, there was enormous crowds out. The government had them, fairly, well under control, although they let them up. They let them up, you know, on the streets, whereas in the Soviet Union they kept them back about a block off. But after I laid the wreath, I got on my own car, and as you probably read,
I saw it.
Stepped out, and it was quite a moving thing, because there's just an eruption, and all the way along, incidentally, as we drove through the streets, even then, the crowds were all, well, extremely enthusiastic. They just, we just moved at a pretty fast pace, that was all. Generally speaking, the sentiment in the country is about as you describe it. I mean, I sense that there's just a great feeling of friendship for the U.S. As far as the leadership is concerned, I had a good talk with several of them, but particularly with Garrick, the new Gomulka's successor. He's a very interesting character. He's I don't know how he will turn out in the end. Gomulka, as you know, was very tough and hard-lined and so forth, and as some have said, I think you described sort of hardening of the arteries in the head or something.
Neurotic.
Yeah. Garrick is a fellow who's vigorous, rather a very attractive personality. He told me we got into, on his initiative, a very interesting discussion in religion. And he said that he was a socialist, a communist. No, he said communist, and he says his mother was a devout Catholic. And he said, I want you to know that we in this country, that our relations with the Catholic Church are good, and so forth and so on. Then he made the point, we had discreetly checked as to whether I could call him the cardinal. Because of the shortness of the visit, and also because it happened we were there on a religious holiday,
Corpus Christi.
I think the latter was the main thing. I think they really felt the place would come apart if we did, and they felt it would be, some of our people felt it might be an embarrassment and so forth, but whatever the case might be, he was aware that request had been made. Yes, and so was the government, and so was the government too. The government and the cardinals were able to. Now, the point that the Garrick made, though, and I don't know whether he was trying to give me a message or not, he says, I want you to know, I talked to him about you, and I said, well, you know, one of my close friends is, and you know, that is one of our leading people in the Catholic Church is, of course, of Polish background, Cardinal Kroll. Hello?
Waiting.
Hello, I'm sorry, I got cut off.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Oh. Yeah, hello? Yeah.
This is Cardinal Kroll.
Yeah. I think we got it cut off when I was saying I had pointed out that one of our leading people in the hierarchy was a Polish background and so forth. Then I went on to we talked about the subject a little bit, and he then said that the Polish people were very religious. Something Gomulka would never have said. He then went on to say that he says I want you to know that we welcome any
Yes, they're actually launching a campaign here in the United States for it.
Yeah.
Trying to promote it.
For money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, an instrument to not only to get the money, but also to revive or interest in official Poland, so to speak.
Yeah. Now, I invited Garrick, of course, to come to this country. I having invited the Russians to do so next year sometime.
Okay.
He'll come, and we'll have to see that he's come. But basically, have you met him?
I have not met him, no.
Yeah, well, basically, you can't judge about person. There's no question about his communist credentials, but basically, he has a very, shall we say, he hasn't become so encrusted, so totally single-minded and tough as some of the leaders have become. He has a real streak of decency in him. His wife, too, I found, was that way. As a matter of fact, I was somewhat impressed by the Polish leaders. I met the Prime Minister. Was a good man. I mean, by that I mean good men, totally dedicated communists, which they have to be. But on the other hand, trying to make their own way, desperately eager to have opportunities to have economic and other relations with the United States on a basis somewhat independent of that of the Soviet and the like.
This is important for them, yes.
And to give them a separate identity. Now, my feeling, of course, is that we've got to go forward with that because you just can't let 33 million people sit there and, in purgatory, in my view. I think we've got to give them some hope, but with our eyes wide open as to what we're doing. That's,
it's got to be reciprocal.
Yeah, that's right.
Be reciprocal.
That's right.
You cannot sell the United States and you cannot sell Poland, but somewhere between.
Somewhere between, that's right. And we talked on that basis and they seem to be, they laid out some fairly heavy requests. On the other hand, they said, now we are, they said, we are proud. We said, we're proud that we always pay our debts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They went on at great length. I said, well, we'll look into it. So we're going to have Peterson stop by there in July when he goes to Europe. But all in all, my reaction is that the people themselves are just, one of the interesting observations, I was talking to this steward, a Filipino, Chief Munson, and I said, what do you think of the countries? He said, Poland is, compared to Russia, it's like night and day. And of course, as you know, it is very different because the people are, it's even, for example, the people that he had to work with, the servants, the kitchen, we had to give a luncheon, and of course our people worked with the Poles, and he said they were friendly, they're pro-American, they're not as ruthless and mean and so forth. So for whatever that's worth. Now these are more average Poles, not party types. I don't mean it. And I noticed another interesting thing that when I got out of the car, the police were not nearly as rough as the Russian police. The Russian police are rough. And incidentally, so I had found when I was in East Germany many years ago, out of office, boy, they're the roughest. They are the German communist. He has the toughness of the German with the communist on top, and that makes a real rough person. But the Poles had a more, they smiled, and the policemen, for example, as they were trying to hold the crowds back, I'd put my hat out, they shook hands, they were very...
It was smothered.
The thing is that I thought that the police acting that way was extremely interesting. But all in all, it was really worth doing. I was really worth doing because it gave us a real lift after our imprisonment in the Kremlin.
You're aware that it was the evening before you arrived that it was an interview question and answer form that was taped over for you on the radio.
Yes. Well,
and it was a night, it was so scheduled as I arranged.
That's right. And I think that may have accounted for the government didn't, incidentally, they gave out no flags. They didn't have any attempt for the government to come out, but the Poles were out and just...
Well, they didn't even announce the time.
The time or the route.
Yeah.
But they have a way of knowing, and they were there, and as I said, out at that war memorial, they were there by the tens of thousands, and they
That's what they call a radish communication. They red on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a compensatory, almost, a getting the conscience, sharing this information with the people.
Yeah.
Generally, the total impact was excellent, as you view it, you know, from the layman's view. And I think the fact that he did, Garrick is a practical man. He's basically a communist, but he's had the advantage of living outside of Poland and France for a while.
Yeah.
And he has a better evaluation, appreciation of life's practicalities than the Garrick ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And in this sense, if only, of course, it's a question of how much he can control, too.
Yes, and whether they'll let him.
Yeah, this is
the Russians.
Yeah. But it was good if he made an observation.
Well, he brought the religious thing up. It could have been a reaction to, you know, your broadcasting list and I, or something. But it came up and we talked forever. And also, when he sat by Mrs. Nixon at lunch, he went through the same routine with her. He knew her, you know, something about her background and so forth.
That's most interesting.
Her father was an Irish Catholic. And of course,
played to that too. Well,
but he did say that the thing that was interesting to me, he said that the people would be most welcome to come to Poland and Queen Ruth Street, and he said, and also to visit other countries. So I just couldn't. I don't know what he was trying to convey, but whatever.
This may have been relayed through the General Council here that I said, no matter what they talk about freedom, that until the day that Cardinal Wyszynski can set foot on this soil, all their arguments are going to be neutralized by that. So possibly they're
good. Well, what I'm going to do on that is to follow up in my own channels now.
Good.
And to see if we can have a way that he come over, because he would get a hero's welcome over here.
Undoubtedly.
I think it would be well if he, we would have to arrange it that he came perhaps shortly after, as the poll will probably come early next year, Garrick, right after that, because otherwise there would be an invidious comparison. There would be anyway. But if he comes, it would really be an enormous thing. And frankly, it'd be good for Poland. Be good for their. I mean, if they were just see it, I mean, they can coexist with the church there. I mean, they've done it so far, and they can continue. And anyway, they've got no choice because the Polish people just aren't going to have it washed out of them. That's what I figured out.
Well, they won't. And as long as they try to agitate on that score, they're going to have problems. They can get away with it progressively for some years, but eventually it backfires and they lose influence.
Right.
Are you rested up, Tom?
Yeah, we were, as I said, we had a little bad weather in Florida, but that, so I stayed in much most of the time, but what I usually do is I took off 3 days then, and then I'll stick around here and then take off 3 days next week, and I generally find that after these trips that you're fairly high, you know, you're rather tensed up.
Motor is racing.
That's right, and I never try to take off. Well, first, I haven't got 2 weeks, and so I usually go 2 or 3 days. I was interested, incidentally, in talking to the Brezhnev, however. They really got it organized over there. He takes a full month off in the summer to go to the Black Sea, and he takes 2 weeks off in the winter. They just regularly.
Well, you see, that's the dictatorial power.
That's right. He doesn't have to worry about being back and being out in front.
No, that's the difference, but I think that he can have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's awfully kind of you to call.
Well, I was just so moved by those people there. They got such great faces, and I was just, the only thing I regret is that there's not some way we could break them off, because, well, they are ready. They are ready. I'd hate to be in Garrick's position, you know, sitting on top of that thing. And I'd hate to be the Russians, because the Poles, what I mean is, the Poles, in my view, I mean, the Russians can't depend on those Polish divisions, not on your life.
Well, they can swing around.
Those Polish divisions, and if there's not going to be a war here in two minutes.
Find out they're switch hitters.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll follow up on the Brzezinski thing, and I'll
can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
And I'll keep you posted.
Very well. Bye. Thank you. Goodbye.